We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really? AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Today on the podcast, we have some big news out of Meta. They just launched their own standalone AI app. And the reason it's going to shake things up is because it uses data it already knows about you from what you've posted in the past. It knows, already knows what you like, who you hang out with, and has lots of other data on you already to kind of personalize your experience. We're going to dive into that and the implications. But before we do, I didn't want you to tell them about our school community.
So every single week, Jamie and I record a piece of content and we post it on our school community, and it's not posted anywhere else. So this week, we recorded a video all about if you're looking to be an AI consultant or grow in the podcasting space or market your business, essentially how to get high-profile guests, how to build a high-profile network. And I walk through the story of how I was able to get an interview with Mustafa Suleiman, the CEO of Microsoft AI podcast, just dropped yesterday on the AI Applied podcast. You can go check it out. It's on our YouTube. That was really amazing. And I break down essentially the whole backstory of how I was able to get him on, how I was able to get a couple other big name guests on, and what you can do to get high profile people in your industry into your network to collaborate with them, whether that's on a podcast or creating a piece of content or making some sort of business collaboration with them. So I break down all my strategies. If you're interested in joining the community, it's $19 a month. The price is going to go up in the future, so you can get it discounted right now and lock in that price. We have over 350 members, and everyone, we have over 50 videos on this on here that Jamie and I have made on tons of different topics, sharing the inside scoop that we don't share publicly. So you can go check that out. The link is in the description. Okay, so let's talk about what is going on with Meta, because this is absolutely amazing. They have launched a standalone app. They're going to be competing with ChatGPT. What makes them special? What does the app look like? We're going to be breaking down all of that on the podcast today. Jamie, I guess right off the bat, when you kind of look at Meta coming out with a new app, what do you think is going to draw people towards this versus something else?
Yeah, I think this is huge because it's kind of like they have a big edge as far as like the social, from a social standpoint. So I think this is really going to draw a lot more people into the AI world who previously weren't through things like social sharing. So because Meta knows pretty much everything about you already, it can kind of personalize your experience. So one thing I really thought was interesting is that it has like a discover feed, so you can see how other people are going to be using prompts and things, and then you could maybe repeat it yourself and use it for yourself. So I guess what comes to mind is one thing I've been seeing lately all over is that people kind of make like a store, like Barbie model of themselves with like things that represent them in like a plastic package. I don't know if you've seen that, Jaden, but it's kind of like, this is me in a nutshell, but it would be like a doll with like a Starbucks cup and then like a camera if they're a photographer. And so people have kind of been repeating that prompt and sharing it to whatever, you know, career they have or whatever hobbies they have, which, you know,
okay,
so it's kind
gotcha.
Of a cool way for people to start using AI in a social way. I think this is going to unlock a whole new level to that. And so, yeah, I'm excited to try it out.
Okay. So I did download the app and played with it for a minute. The one thing that I'll say is it's just called Meta AI. You get on the App Store. I think right now it's like number 15 in productivity. So it's probably trending. It might even trend more. I think a standalone app is absolutely genius. Just having it built into all of the platforms, I think, isn't always the most intuitive way. I think Grok saw a big uptick in usage once they created their standalone website, grok.com, and their own app. So I think Zuckerberg is just trying to copy that playbook. But I will say I've seen a ton of people actually use Meta AI because it's just so easy and it's so available and it's on all of the social media apps that they already use. So in any case, what the app actually looks like is you mentioned, so this is a chat interface, but they also have the feed like you mentioned, where if you scroll through, it's got like all these kind of AI generated images and things that people have made with it. Now, I will give like Meta some kudos here in a sense that I think a lot of people like to see real pictures on Instagram. And I know there's going to be a lot of AI generated pictures on Instagram, but it's kind of cool that they made a standalone AI app that also has the social aspect where people are like sharing AI generated stuff. It feels like they can shift all of the, like a lot of the AI generated stuff off to a different platform and maybe keep like Facebook and Instagram a little bit more like not AI generated and maybe make a bit of a differentiation, even if it's only, you know, 20% or 50% less AI generated content over on Instagram. It kind of differentiates the platform. So I actually really like that about what they've done with it.
For sure. This, I think, to me is like one of the most exciting features. And I think it is going to kind of take everything in the AI world to the next level. I just read this, but we've kind of gone a little bit sci-fi on the podcast before and talked about how eventually, you know, you'll be able to be an HVAC, your own HVAC mechanic and look at your furnace and, you know, have AI tell you, you know, which wires are need to be disconnected or which part needs to be replaced. They just announced that Meta Ray-Ban glasses will be able to be used with the Meta AI apps. I think that means eventually you'll be able to, you know, ask the AI, what am I looking at here? Or, you know, reference things, search things with the glasses. I think that is crazy. And I love to see it happen.
Yeah. So Zuckerberg has been doing like a podcast tour lately, it feels like, which again, Jamie and I need to get him on our show. So if anyone has a connection to the Zuck, we would love to chat. But recently on Theo Von, he did a whole episode and he was wearing the Meta Ray-Bans the whole time. And so I think it's kind of this part of this thing where it's actually, to be honest, the tech is actually kind of cool compared to like, I just sold my Oculus VR headset. I bought it like a few years ago to test it out. It was kind of fun. A novelty wore off and I was like, I'm not going to use this anymore. I have friends that actually have the Meta Ray-Ban glasses and they're like, yeah, I wear these all the time. They're super useful and fun and interesting. And so I actually see that's like a daily use one. Whereas like the Oculus, it's like a game controller. You can sometimes use it, but like, honestly, it's this giant thing on your face. You're not going to use that often. So the Ray-Bans I think is cool, but all of that is getting powered by AI. I think that Meta has done a really good play of essentially building this AI tool and then sticking it into all of the different platforms, whether that's Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, or these kind of the Ray-Ban glasses. And now, of course, their standalone app. They're really building out their distribution. And so I think they invested a ton of money in this. They went open source. They did a bunch of things people thought were risky, but I think it's paying off for them big time. And so I'd be curious to see if this kind of standalone app they're making, or maybe the Ray-Ban collaboration, like how much usage that actually drives from overall.
Yeah, I mean, I think this like marriage of, you know, the glasses with the visual camera to AI is kind of like what Mark Zuckerberg maybe was, you know, hoping for originally, just something to kind of bring, you know, the virtual world in combination with the real world. I think Oculus was kind of people gave it a hard time at first and kind of, you know, joked about it because you're covering your face. But the glasses are kind of like a hybrid model, if you will. Plus, like I said, I think down the road, there could be a lot of utility with it too. So lots of really cool things here.
Yep. And I gotta say, I found a picture on the Discover tab of the Meta AI app of Mark Zuckerberg as Bob Ross painting. And I just think that is amazing. So if you're watching on YouTube or Spotify, you could see that. But in any case, recently, when did I cut out, Jamie? I accidentally pushed the mute button on my microphone.
Sorry, it's been like 20 seconds probably. I didn't know if my internet crashed or whatnot. So.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, we'll get the editors to chop it out, hopefully. So anyways, all I was saying was the thing that we talk about a lot is that ChatGPT and Grok recently released like a memory feature. So everything you've ever mentioned to those apps is essentially saved in memory. And it's kind of the moat that they're building because you don't really want to switch to a new AI model if like you have all of your chats and all your information on one and it can kind of reference them. Meta is trying to pull that exact same moat because you have so much information that you've done on your Instagram account, on your Facebook account, so many things you've shared there. It knows so much about you, your career, how many kids you have. It might be kind of creepy, but like it literally knows everything about you if you've shared that information. And so it actually can make it very, very personalized, very useful. So right now, all of the new personalization features are only available in the US and Canada, but I think they'll be rolling out to other places soon. But I do think this is an interesting moat that they're trying to build here.
Yeah, super cool stuff. Anyways, if you got any value out of this episode or just enjoyed it, please be sure to leave us a review. We really appreciate those. And also check out our school community, where you can get premium content every single week about how to actually make money and grow your business with AI. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?